The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have created us to live in loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast, and teach us to trust like children, that we may reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Welcome to worship on this 19th Sunday of Pentecost. Can you believe that it is already October? Where has the year gone? Welcome to our guests this morning who are here to celebrate the baptism of Theo and Mila, looking just so handsome and just so pretty. I am honored to be able to share in this gift of grace from God, and it is an honor and a blessing for the community and congregation to be able to share in this day as well. Thank you so much. A couple notes for today. Masks are required to be worn during the service. They must cover your chin and your nose and be well-fitting. Masks will be worn during the baptism, but there will be an opportunity for photos after the service when the congregation is not in the sanctuary without your masks. I just ask that you put your mask back on when photos are finished. Offering may be placed in the offering plate at the front of at the back of the church. There are a number of folks that to keep in our prayers this week. Bob Ziegler, brother of Murray and Donna, passed away on Sunday, September 26th at his home in Milverton. The funeral was held yesterday. Andrea Martinez, cousin of Maureen and Don Hammer, passed away on Wednesday, September 29th, after battling a brain tumor for many years. And Norma Hammer, she had a stroke on Thursday evening. A table mate of hers noticed that Norma seemed a little bit off at supper, so she got staff, and she was taken to Stratford General Hospital right away, where she was given the medication for a stroke. I talked to Dawn yesterday. She's doing okay. She has weakness in her right side, so they have moved her to the stroke ward at Stratford. We're not quite sure how long she's going to be there and if there's any rehab. And they're asking only two people are allowed, or only one person a day is allowed to go in, so they're asking that no congregation members visit at this time. So I ask that we keep all of our church family and our greater community in our prayers this morning. We have some good news. Yesterday was the 50th wedding anniversary of Bruno and Deb Egli, and the flowers, beautiful flowers here, commemorate that. So congratulations on 50 years. And we also have beautiful flowers here. Our church is filled with flowers today. How wonderful is that? And these flowers are placed in honor of the twins' baptism. Next week is Thanksgiving, and Zion will be taping the very last Nith Valley Ministry Area service here on Wednesday afternoon. If anybody has any hearty vegetables that they can drop off to decorate the altar, I have a plethora of squash that I'm going to bring because my squash was crazy. So if anybody has anything else that they would like to drop off on Wednesday so that we can decorate the altar for Thanksgiving and for the service that will be recorded, video service that will be recorded for the Mid Valley Ministry area. A note that our food drive has also begun for Wilmot Family Resource Center that you read in the messenger. Food may be left at the entrance way back there. Is there any other announcements? Seeing none, let us begin our service, and I will ask the family to come up. The baptismal service can be found on page 222 22 or 27 of your hymn books. You guys just to sort of stand around. Brenda's going to be my book holder. Okay, we're all sort of set. Okay. I would ask the assembly to rise. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us new birth into the living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. I would ask the sponsors to present. Here we are. I would ask the sponsors to present Theo and Mila.
So we present
Theo Kyle Roger Banghart
and Mila Jacqueline Banghart for baptism.
Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God. Danielle and Kyle, do you desire to have your children baptized into Christ? If so, answer, we do. As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with these responsibilities: to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture them in faith and prayer, so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, to care for others and the world that God made, and to work for justice and peace. Kyle and Danielle, do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, answer, we do. Sponsors, Lindsay and James, do you promise to nurture Theo and Mila in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit, and to help them live in the covenant of baptism and in the communion of the church? If so, answer, we do. People of God, do you promise to support Theo and Mila and pray for them in their new life in Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all of the forces that defy God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, answer, I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, answer, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. thanks to the Lord, our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death, and you raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Okay, you can do Theo. Yes, the congregation may be seated. Theo, with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and light, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Who will need that? Sustain Mila with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. So if I can have again. Theo Kyle Roger, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Mila Jacqueline, child of God. child of God. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Amen. I would ask Jane to come up. And Jane will present Lindsay and James with the baptismal candle.
To you and Mila,
let your light shine forth before others, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you both into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world.
I think this deserves a... Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, I invite you to go back to your seats. We continue with our opening hymn. We are not singing yet, but you can come. I know it's not great, but this hymn was picked out by the family. Dearest Jesus, we are here, and it's hymn number 443 in the Cranberry Hymnal.
Thank you.
We will now hear words of scripture.
Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 to 24. The Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature was its name. The man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every animal in the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And then he took one of his ribs and closed up the place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This is the last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore, if a man leaves his father and his mother, therefore a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's psalm is Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You whose glory is chanted above the heavens out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Our second reading is from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and chapter 2, verses 5 to 12. A reading from Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels. But someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. Now in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.